This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something
to... Fourth hour, over to him. Huge intrigue in the White House, North Korea information, the latest on McMaster, so much with one of the top investigative journalists in the country. Just a guy who was already a best-selling author about lifestyle till the globalists pushed him too far, and now just doing an amazing job. We got Democratic parties putting out war game algorithms showing who's most influential, and there's Paul Watson, Mike Cernovich, and then you see like Eric Trump, Alex Jones. I mean, they got AI computer. When I say that, I mean simulation systems tracking all this, and they are really pissed. So the censorship is all officially hitting, but they're also trying to cut our funding off. Now, Cernovich has been working on some high-quality supplements that are really good, and but he knows we've even been sending them off and stuff and talking to some lawyers and consultants about you know, even tweaking it more. As I said, dude, we are the ultimate target. We have to be the best in the country. The best. That's why everything we've got is go out, private label, the top sellers that have been around a long time. Because they say, Jones is selling a lot of really well-known things as advertised, but he's overcharging. And then they're selling the same bottle of the company we buy it from for $35, vegan B12, take it under the tongue, methylcobalamin, pharmaceutical grade, basically. I mean, one shot of it's like $50 at the doctor. I'm not saying inject it because it's not licensed for that. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that they then get caught at this big lab in California. They did it there to test us under California law because we don't, you know, put on their Prop 65 on our bottles, meaning, Cernovich's lawyer, he can talk about this, meaning that if you don't say we don't comply with 65, they can sue you and take everything you've got. So they get us in California. They get our products. They test it. It's California standards. They're like, ugh, ugh. And then they go, oh, but it's overpriced. And they are so stupid that they're selling, not one, but two. We're going to do another one on this Monday. It's even better. The same product in us over double what we are, showing we buy from the top brand and then discount it. Normally 25%. Right now, it's at 55% off. Now, Cernovich, how could you make up a scenario better? The story's on InfoWars.com to embarrass these people.
Well, yeah, I thought it was a great article because, as you know, I have been working on very special products, and we're at the third level of testing now with a firm where the results are admissible in court. That's what we should have talked about this anyway. That's
we do the same thing. It takes 7 weeks. Yeah. We're working with you because I'm looking at working with you. It's so good, so amazing, and that's what I said. I said, dude, they're testing everything, but you know our real fear. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what you said on air. I mean, folks, we're clean. We use the best. Well, the problem is...
Saboteur, I mean, the real fear is that Soros is going to hire a factory worker or something, and they'll have a box, and they'll bring in a box and smuggle in spiked product, because that would allow them to murder one of your listeners and also to attack. That's the real fear, but your security is tip-top shape. You know, nothing like that can happen.
Well, I mean, look, our products are safe, but if it happens, we have their own test saying it's the best ever, and so logically we know who to look for.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the, you know, the offices, everything's super shape, high security. It has to be basically government level security because that's how far they'll go. But yeah, it is proven now. That's why, again, you basically have the BuzzFeed seal of approval on your products. They spent, and by the way, getting this stuff tested, $1,500 at least. So the level I'm doing.
The reason we have to have markup on the product and can't be cheaper is the testing. We're neurotic. Right. Three-level testing. Every batch, we're talking $10,000. To have triple-level testing, $10,000.
Yeah, between the two, Gorilla Mind, each version, we're already at $15,000 into testing. So BuzzFeed, they probably spent $50,000 in independent testing on your product. So to me, that's pretty amazing that you got now the seal of approval, which is that your products are what they say they are. And by the way, you know, one thing that I wonder about is why don't they go test Jeff Bezos' products on Amazon? Why aren't they testing those products? Why is everybody going after your product? And I'll tell you why. because you're supported by the listeners. You're supported by...
That's right. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And your host, coming up, this is September 4th, we kick off the Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, / Owen Schroyer transmission. It's going to be a roundtable discussion. All three men agreed that's what they like. And it's going to be Owen hosting all 3 hours every day with Cernovich and Stone hosting all three if they want, but generally popping in for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then having other roundtables. But Owen will be here in the HD studio, kind of maestroing and traffic copying it all. But nobody does better back and forth banter than somebody like Mike Cernovich. He's got so much big breaking news, but he lets me come on during the fourth hour while we've been warming up for a big syndication. Usually when you launch a new radio show, and it's not a standard talk show host who's maybe been in retirement but then comes back, people don't pick it up for a few months. But we've already got dozens and dozens of stations that are looking to pick up the new broadcast with Owen Schroyer and Mike Cernovich and all the guys and David Knight, because they've been on this show hosting off and on for years. The case of David for five, and people know them. So this is very, very exciting. And I'm going to feel like I'm a failure if each show doesn't have 50 stations within 6 months. I think that's very easy to do. Some of these are big stations we're on. I don't mention the stations normally unless I know the owners and know that they want me to, because the globalists are listening, then they harass, you know, phone calls and stuff. It's not a big deal, but we don't publish our full affiliates list. We've got the hardcore folks that have been picking us up 10, 15 years in some cases or longer. But that's one reason we don't do that, because of the harassment, the things that go on with these dirtbags. So when we say that months ago, I was telling Cernovich when he was here just a couple months ago, I said, listen, he went to my house to dinner. I said, we got to really control all the products from the top labs we get them, the top people. And I was explaining, even though it costs us a lot more, because, A, you can go to some other labs, the stuff's probably as good and cost half as much, but then it doesn't have all the triple certification and over-the-top stuff and the chain of custody, so that absolutely we know we're putting out the cleanest, best, at California standards. It's almost impossible. Okay, and that's why so many times we have something tested, and if it's got 6-7 ingredients, one of them will end up having something, even if you source it, you know, from the best indoor greenhouses and things. You've got to grow a lot of herbs now in greenhouses because the air is so dirty, just to have something that basically is pure. Okay? And then they make jokes, oh, he sells water filters. We go out and we go, what are the highest spec quality gravity-fed filters that cut stuff out to non-detectable levels? Or in some cases, you know, there's hundreds of chemicals like 99999999. I mean, that's what my children drink. It's what I do. Well, like, you're dumb to not drink filtered water. You go to any nice restaurant, it's super filtered. You don't want just a carbon filter either. That just cuts out bad taste. And they act like this is weird. When you go to any rich person's house, they're all into this. That's what's crazy. Higher educated people have the lowest vaccine levels, the highest levels of taking supplements. I have countless friends and family that would be crippled by mold and allergies and things if it wasn't for herbs and things they take. I mean, this, thank God that aspirin's from plants, marijuana's from plants, most of the drugs are from plants. They're trying to patent fish oil now, so you can't have that. The drug companies are. Of course fish oil is good for your brain. And then we're looking to come out with one that's from one of the top places out there, private labeled, where they're able to extract the mercury out because there's a little bit of mercury in it. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're going to the highest levels, because I know when I put out fish oil, they're going to test it, knowing the public's dumb, and go, we found one-billionth of mercury, even though that's considered totally clean. It won't pass California standards. That's why we haven't come out with hundreds of products that we know everybody wants to buy, because we have to make sure each one is stalker-proof. And then if it isn't stalker-proof, we know a saboteur has been involved. And it doesn't just mean getting our factory chain and do something, make somebody sick. It'd probably be, again, people buying it, taking it to the labs, and if the first 5-10 Democrat labs aren't willing to commit crimes because it's so clean, they're like, it's totally clean, best products out there. Somebody's going to say, do it. Don't tell me what happened on this test. I want to hear their cyanide in this. Okay? I mean, we know how they operate. We've already war-gamed it all, and we understand the enemy mind. Okay? We understand. You think you're smart because you're evil and sneaky. It's because you're dumb. That's all like low-level stuff, okay? That's not what real people do. It's your evil nature, though. You can't help it. So, Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you. You've got so much to cover. I got some big news just broke on Infowars.com dealing with neutron bombs. Oh, we're even hearing about neutron bombs and how I would use them on North Korea. That's what I did use. That's what we're studying, real tactics. That's why you heard that here first. Now the word is the neutron bombs are being brought into theater. I wonder if that's chicken or the egg story, though, because that is the weapons I would personally use. What they're designed for is in close conflict zones, say, of, you know, Germany and Eastern Europe with the Russians, if a bunch of them flood in, you don't want to radiate everything permanently, and you don't want to, you know, you just use radiation weapons, which sound like there's more radiation, there's less. There's like almost 99% less. It dissipates, but it kills everybody on the surface and down 20, 30 feet, depending on the weapon you use. And that is the weapon of choice against North Korea. And people go, well, aren't those illegal? Yeah, right. The United States has thousands of directed energy high-yield weapons. That's really what they are. There's directed energy weapons. And neutron bombs, a 1940s, you know, design, declassified in the 70s, and Jimmy Carter supposedly outlawed it. Pure bull, neutron bomb is the weapon of choice. And they're not talking about attacking Guam, shooting missiles at it. That crosses the line. And the word is, from the folks at CENTCOM and everywhere else, is that right now it's locked and loaded is right, meaning Trump's running things, not the globalist. And he's not going to let them continue to arm North Korea, have them threaten a nuke, because we're at a very serious time. And I don't want war. But if we do have a war, North Korea's military has to be destroyed in 5 minutes. And the only thing that's going to do it is tactical nuclear weapons and neutron bombs. Period. And Russia and China need to be told to sit down and not do anything. They all help wind this thing up. It's in the sitting there. We just dropped bombs on Japan before. And so everybody just needs to understand this is the real world here. And Joel Skousen's an anti-war guy, but he's a former Marine Corps officer, whole nine yards, naval aviator, and he's got the sources, I've got the sources. Right now, it is very serious. Now, going back to Cernovich, Mike, the reason I'm making a big deal on this is, and really wanted to butt into your show today, won't be happening a lot when you're doing 3 hours a day, you'll be asking me to come on, but, I mean, you always do, your sweetheart. This BuzzFeed thing could not have blown up more sickeningly, where this big lab sits there and tests things that they have already tested for law firms that ask them and others, and then when they know something's clean, they sell it. That's kind of a smart model. And then they're so dumb or thought we wouldn't notice that we buy the best vitamin B12 out there from our research that is the one they sell to and say is number one, and they give five or six others they sell that are almost as good but less price. And then they say we're ripping people off when we're selling it for 55% off our regular price, 60% plus off what they're selling it for. We're selling the exact same bottle, everything, it's different label, for $17.76, and they're selling it for $35, and they don't know that we didn't know that that's the company that produces this. Again, to not confuse people, they're selling third-party stuff. They do the testing to, quote, make sure they're selling good stuff. Then they did the testing on us and didn't even understand we were private labeling some of the products they're selling that they just so happened to say is number one and the cleanest. And they just done the test and knew what our stuff was and still kind of came out and said, ah, well, it's a scam. I mean, this is pretty, you're a lawyer. What's this look like to you?
Well, actually, they gave you another gift, too, that I don't think a lot of people realized. Because all of your online activity is traced by these, you know, AI spyware machines, anybody who read that BuzzFeed article and then went to another website would actually see InfoWar ads shown up. So that was amazing free advertising they gave you. I would write them a check if I were you.
Listen, I don't want to even say, I mean, that's why I've been plugging as much, because we need to plug a lot to get the money in. This is like a December 1st day. That's when we sell the most, is in late November, you know, early December for Christmas. This is like a Christmas day right now for our operation. I mean, an extra $50,000 a day is coming in since this. I mean, this is like a gift. I can't believe this. This is going to help us hire more employees, get better equipment, build the studios.
Well, I told you that I think that BuzzFeed, they actually like you at BuzzFeed. Ben Smith and those guys like you. So what I think happened is they really like you at BuzzFeed. So what they wanted to do was promote you, but in a way that the liberals couldn't go, oh, my God, you're promoting Alex Jones. You're going to normalize him. That's terrible. So they go, what can we do? Well, we will give them we'll put big pictures of all of their products and advertise and market their products and pay laboratories to analyze it, and then we're going to tell everybody their products are safe, but we'll throw in a little bit of shade about how they're overpriced or whatever.
So then Charlie Wurzel is actually an idiot savant?
I think that they were trying to, BuzzFeed is trying to maybe partner with InfoWars and say, look, we really like what you guys are doing, but we have to, it's like pro wrestling. They have to be like, well, you know.
Yeah, but that's a little, Daria thinks that's too, but that's a little, I mean, I don't think this lab they got's doing that. I don't think the lab would be selling the stuff we sell at double the price or more and then say we're ripping people off. I mean, it's crazy.
That far, though. Nobody reads that. All people do when they read those articles are look at the pictures. So all anybody, you know, because my background, as you said earlier in the show, is my background was lifestyle, marketing, mindset kind of stuff. So I know that when you read those articles, people just see picture, 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 InfoWars, Survivor Shield, Anthroplex, Caveman, DNA Force. That's all that registers in their mind.
I was about to say, but we got a bigger kick off this than when John Oliver and all these shows keep attacking us, saying we're con men and we're horrible. And even the big vitamin sites then are checking us out going, No, he actually, everything he sells is the very best. This is way better than Whole Foods, who sells the very best and the very worst. You know, they just sell everything. I wouldn't just go sell 5,000 different supplements and not then know that they were all great for my listeners. Oh, but what does Whole Foods do? They said, that's not our problem. We're reselling it. They don't test any of it. It's okay for Bezos, as you said, to just flood Amazon, flood everywhere, flood Whole Foods with the very best, the very worst, and not even care, and that's okay. But then me, I put out stuff that all passes California standards and is more than half the price of what they're selling it for, and I'm a bad person. We're making $5 a bottle at $17.76 on our B12. They're making $20.
It's great, though. That's the beauty of it all is that they give you, John Oliver's giving you free publicity, free promotion. You know, there's a great Schwarzenegger quote I like, which is that pity you get for free, hate you have to earn, jealousy you have to earn. So you're earning the hatred and jealousy of them. And every time they go after you or they go after me, you know, the deep state now, half of my notifications now are just deep state lying about me and fabricating things and editing videos now that were, and to me, people are like, oh my God, Cernovich, have you seen this? And I go, don't bring up that nonsense to me because I want them to edit my videos. I want them to get my message out. I don't care what they're saying about me. I want them to push the image because that is just more people saying my
I was about to say, people. Though, the deep state is not saying we should be put in prison because they love us. And so I think obviously in pop culture, you're right. There's kind of a love hate with BuzzFeed because they know they get record publicity when they talk about us. You know, they would die without us. So I mean, I get that it's all backhanded stuff. But with deep state, you know, like this high level CIA bureaucrat that ran the torture programs, ran the CIA takeover of the FBI. I mean, he is super bad. Put in by the Clintons, put in by Mueller. Just horrible. This Mudd guy, his name's Mudd, going on CNN as an analyst saying, we're going to kill Trump. I mean, Trump right. needs to do something. This is illegal. Talking about killing a head of state, and he is the kind of guy that actually does that. I mean, so what's amazing is, I mean, this, again, it's like a child molester moves in next door. He's been convicted 3 times, and he says, I'm going to rape your daughter. Not Mudd. I'm saying hypothetically. This is an analogy. And then you see him chasing your daughter around, you know, with his pants down. I mean, it's clear and present danger. This is a guy that does this stuff, that overthrows, that kills people, that runs operations to do this. And he's saying, we're going to kill Trump. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to go over. And he said, I'm going to physically attack Gowdy, Trey Gowdy, for exposing Hillary. He said, I'm gonna, you know, chain him up and kick his teeth out. This guy is a raving piece of garbage.
Well, have you told people about how there's that parking spot where if you go over in that little area by your studio, all cell phone reception, it's like a miniature EMF device or something?
Yes.
I didn't believe it at first, and then my phone, nobody's phone worked. So, yeah, there's clearly a lot of
the
stuff
door,
like
the
that.
Door clickers don't work?
Yeah, no, it's like a miniature EMF where door clickers don't work, phones don't work in this little area. So who knows what they have there. But you're right, there's a difference between the John Olivers and the media people versus the really sociopathic death worshippers. They'll do anything. They'll roofie you. I've been told specifically by very high-level people, when you travel a lot, you better never be alone because anybody can be roofied. And I go, what do you mean by that? And they go, just know a snatch and grab is real easy. So when I go out of town now, if I'm ever by myself, I'm only in the hotel. I'll only eat in the hotel. I'll only drink wine in the hotel because if somebody roofies me, there'll be cameras everywhere, and that'll be the only thing that'll save me. But
well, I told you, it happened to me 3 years ago. I definitely got roofied, and I barely made it to my bed. I walked home, and I was just, I mean, it was like, I had like one drink, and it was like, whoa. And it's good to get it. And like right as I come out, there's this creepy-looking, you know, taxi, hey, you want to get in? It was weird.
Yeah, no, that's what the kind of ops they're doing where they keep trying to hit you and discredit you and do character assassination. When that doesn't work, their last resort is to hack your computer, plant stuff on your computer, or to frame you like
that's right. The next thing is child porn.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's what they'll do. Yeah, they'll plant it on your computer, and then they'll say, oh, they found it or whatever. So that's the game.
Well, let me ask you this then, because you have a lot of great sources, so do we. They tell me we're winning in the CIA, FBI. I mean, hell, when I was at the RNC, it was like the Secret Service was high-fiving us and didn't care if they were on camera and, like, gave us intel on Hillary. And just there's a total turning against the globalist. It's still there. And so, but then separately, they're trying to organize with Clapper and Brennan on TV and Mudd the killing of the president. I think they're trying to act confident to get the deep state to organize with them to kill Trump. I think the deep state, which has always been there, they tried to deny that exists, you know, but now they admit it. I think the deep state's actually against them, Mike. I think that's why they're so scared.
Well, that's the only thing I've been told. That's the only thing keeping us alive, because there are enough people in there that if they really try to, that's why I was told. Who do you think told me? You never be alone. That was somebody at a very high level in a federal agency. I won't name which one. And they go, look, if don't ever be by yourself. Be very careful. If a very pretty woman comes up and says she's a fan or whatever and wants to take a picture, they go, be very careful of that. Never, you know, make sure you're always in public. That's why I Periscope and everything. I have an alibi for everywhere that I am, because I'm on Twitter. That's why people go, why do you Periscope so much? Well, because then if I disappear for 5 or 6 hours, people will know that I must have got roofied or kidnapped or something, and they'll know to be on the lookout. So what we're doing is we're creating a
record. And by the way,
now, so
the media will go, oh, Jones claims they want to kill Trump. He's crazy. And then it's all over the news a week later. And they admit they want to get us. I mean, I talked to the president, folks. I send him memos. They know that now, so I can just say it on air. And you talk to a lot of high-level folks. So we have sources they don't have. Yes, we're in the James Bond movie. We don't think we're cool like James Bond. We're just citizens fighting hard because we don't want to be slaves. But folks understand the magnitude of the position that a Matt Drudge or a Paul Joseph Watson or a Mike Cernovich is, or even, you know, mid-level folks out there are in. This is real, folks. And imagine where Trump says, let me ask you the question again. Trump has a responsibility. The Attorney General has a responsibility. When you've got Brennan and Clapper saying, we're organizing, you're going to be removed in the next few months. You got Al Gore saying it 3 nights later on Late Late Show. You've got Mudd saying, we're getting ready to kill him. You've got him everywhere else saying it. That's clearly, they should all be SWAT teamed, drug in. Everything they've got should be looked at. You know, they're plotting it on TV. You know the plans to commit capital murder assassination of the president of the United States is going to be all over. So, I mean, but it's so radical they're doing it. It's like no one wants to even talk about it because it's so crazy. But now Hannity, everybody else is talking about it. I think they've miscalculated.
Yeah, again, what I thought was interesting, there's so much going on. I mean, we could talk for 10 hours, but because a lot of people don't know, we never talk on the phone. So it's like we're catching up when we're doing these shows because we're both so busy, you know, because everybody's coming at you. Like I said, triple testing, any kind of product, GMP, made in the USA. You got to triple certify everything. We're just too busy to even talk to each other. And the thing to notice is that Jay Tapper tweeted out, he was very upset that Mike Flynn Jr. retweeted Paul Joseph Watson, Jim Hoft, and me. So that is actually drawing the fire of Jake Tapper, who, as we know, was CIA operative and is a deep state. And then McMaster, it came out again in another foreign policy article. McMaster, it remains obsessed with Mike Cernovich. He continues to freak out about me. So now three articles, Bloomberg, Eli Lake, The Atlantic, Rosie Gray, and now foreign policy. I forget who wrote that article. We now have three independent articles saying that McMaster is obsessed with me. He viewed me. They called me a specter, that I was this like ghost-like apparatus that he lives in fear of. And so that shows that's why the support of the listeners.
And by the way, they've got a big hit team on Homeland Security that the National Security Advisor runs. I mean, again, we're not trying to say, hey, we're tough guys here. We're fighting the war, and these guys all have armies of killers at their disposal, and they might have too many drinks one night and pull the trigger. And hey, if that happens, we're not losers if we get killed. Okay, we chose this. We're doing it. We're going to beat them. In the end, everybody just keep moving forward because they can't get us all. I'm just saying, when you go against somebody like Mudd that ran the torture programs and you know all these deals, these people think they're God, and they're not. This country is not here to be used as your own private toilet paper. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But that's how high the stakes are now, where, you know, the National Security Advisor is, they monitor, by the way, Ricky Waddell, who's a deputy, they monitor every time we go on air, they monitor them, they download them, and they send it into their FBI laboratory for body language analysis to try to figure out who our sources are. So they'll say, oh, how does he gesticulate when they talk about Trump or Don Jr.? And they're creating, using all kinds of deep learning software, they're creating programs about us so that then when they watch the shows, the computer is going to analyze it to try to find out.
And it's so ridiculous. Who do you think we're talking to when we say highest level? I mean, it's not hard to figure out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have any kind of understanding. And they've also sent in people with disinformation campaigns online. So it is getting dirty. They're definitely playing dirtier than
that. But what are they going to do? Because it's only helping everybody. That's why they're wanting to kill Trump. They just don't know what to do. They're beating their head up against a wall.
Well, yeah, and what I've told people, and I've told deep state people who have reached out to me is for a rational risk assessment, and I go, you got 30 million people. I told them, even if Trump had a heart attack by natural causes, there are 30 million gun owners in America who won't believe that. So you people have better be careful. If anything, you need to make sure that he's taking his nitrogen.
I was about to say, I know you got a guest coming up, but let me ask you this question for you to answer when you come back, and I'm gone now. What does Mudd think when he's saying we're going to kill the president? If he gets killed now, what's going to happen to Mudd? I mean, Mudd, you are Mudd. I mean, you guys have really, no one's ever acted like these people. If you were going to kill the president, you'd try to do it. You wouldn't shoot your little mouth off hoping somebody else did it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about next-level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I can't help it. I just got to continue hogging all the airtime here with Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec. Both guys have so much energy. I just get energy when I'm even talking to them. And I'm sure Posobiec's going to be on the roundtable show whenever Cernovich or Roger Stone want to have him on. And down the road, I plan to watch. By the end of next year, 18 hours a day live. And then we're going to go 24-hour basic news, but with a TV format for talk radio, basically. And teleprompter free. But we've got to have people here in the HD studio and we've got to have the backup and the research staff and all the rest of it. But I wanted to just bring this up to both of you, and I'm getting out of here because you both have big news to break. There's a story up on InfoWars.com, and Drudge linked our story last Friday that was the number one story over the weekend about Savage coming out saying, hey, if they start a revolution, if they kill Trump, we're going to kick their ass. Now, I'm not calling for that. He's not calling for it. It's what you were saying, and that's why I held over. And I want to ask both of you this that I am going to go. What happens if one of their lone nuts kills him or he has a heart attack for real as much as he's working? No one is going to believe it. I don't want violence, but here's the deal. If they do kill Trump, I mean, I'm not supposed to shoot my mouth off about physical stuff. I feel like I need to protect the president. This is America. This is like George Washington Part Two, the way he's really trying to deliver uphill battle and winning and being demonized and trying to kill him. I mean, I feel angry at people saying kill him. I feel like they shouldn't be able to live in this man's world where they don't stick their neck out. They just sit around, you know, running their mouth and nobody ever does anything to them. I mean, let me tell you something. In the past, you if you're in the government and you have the expertise of killing people, that's what you've done. And then you start talking about killing the president, you're dead that day you die in your shower. I mean, you're boom, no thought. That's what those hit teams are for, is stuff like that. And I can't believe that they're that arrogant. I mean, these people are crazy. Former high-level CIA saying, we're going to kill the president soon. And then we're going to go grab Gowdy and chain him up and knock his teeth out. You think people like Gowdy and everybody, once that starts, just be waiting for you to come knock our teeth out? You're letting us know you want to get us all chained up. Like you do for fun after the... I guess, you know, like we're tied up in some coffin and you come in there like Deliverance and you get your power trip off. Because believe me, guys like this Mud guy don't do the torturing and killing. They just get off on watching the videos of it and the bean counting of it. And now Mud, who's in all these torture investigations, now we're like zooming in on him to see how he likes that. These people, they're just crazy. Cernovich, takeover, Posobiec takeover. I mean, I don't want violence. Those that are violent first lose. We're winning intellectually, but that's why they're mad trying to do this. But you can't just go on CNN and say, we're going to kill the president. I mean, that's not like some crazy guy, you know, in his apartment who doesn't even have a BB gun saying that. This is like a dangerous guy with connections to killers saying we're going to kill the president. I mean, I have a responsibility as an American. I'm not going to do anything because obviously it take a long time. And a lot of others, I would never break the law, of course. I'm saying I instinctively feel like I should be going and doing something myself. And I'm not just saying that. We built this. We're doing something. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm saying this guy says he's going to kill my president. He's got the wherewithal to do it. He looks all crazy when he's saying it. And I'm just like, as an American, I mean, you know, and there are a lot of people more serious than me that are close to him. Does he have any idea? Like, if I had odds on this, I guarantee you I'm not going to do anything violent because I don't want to be blamed for it. I don't think this guy, unless things go the way he thinks they are, I think there's canoeing accidents in this guy's future. That's all I'm saying. What do you think?
I thought it was interesting how Jake Tapper immediately knew the guy had said too much and he goes, whoa. That's not what you really meant. So if I had said, you know what, we're going to kill Hillary Clinton, Jake Tapper would be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Murderers, Trump people, murderers. So Jake Tapper actually was like, whoa, you weren't supposed to tell people about a plot to assassinate the president. You know, CNN is ISIS. This goes back to everything's coming together. Jake Tapper should have said, I disavow, this is terrible, you're not allowed here. But meanwhile, some idiot like Jeffrey Lord makes a satirical Hitler comment, which everybody knew that he was trying to say that, you know, Jeffrey Lord of CNN got fired because he goes, oh, Sieg Heil. But he was saying that's what the Media Matters people do.
Yeah, he's saying they're cult-like Nazi followers. Exactly. So are we going to boycott Stanley Kubrick because he made fun of Dr. Strangelove with Mein Führer, I can walk?
Right, or the anybody with a Hitler costume.
All right, you guys got stuff to cover, but just real fast, Posobiec, what is your view on this?
Yeah, Alex, my take on it is that what they're trying to do here is normalize the idea of the deep state taking out Trump or of people normalizing more further violence against Trump supporters. We saw this in Pennsylvania this week where a rabid anti-Trumper, this Democrat activist, shot his Republican committeeman neighbor twice in the head in front of the guy's wife. And then the national media has been completely silent on this story. Why won't they talk about violence, murder at this point against
Trump? That's right. They stir it up, they push it, and then when it happens, they don't cover it but intensify, going, it's working, thinking they're going to intimidate all of us from all they're doing is giving us more energy. Don't they understand that?
I don't think they do understand it, Alex. Remember, this is the same people that last year when President Trump was talking about supporting the Second Amendment, they all ran around for a week saying that he called to assassinate Hillary Clinton. Trump said, well, I support the Second Amendment people. And they said, aha, Trump has said he's going to assassinate Hillary. They ran fake news for weeks and weeks based off of that. But now we've got a guy here on CNN who literally said, kill the president. When Jake Tapper...
He said, we're going to kill him. He said, we're setting it up to kill him. And he's the guy at the CIA that used to set it up for overthrowing countries. I mean, it's like a brain surgeon saying, I'm going to do brain surgery. He's up there. This is what he does. This is a dangerous person.
This is how they train these people. This is how they train them to think. This is how they train them to operate. This is what the type of people we have, not only dealing in the highest levels of some of these black teams in our intelligence community, but also at the same levels in academia, in the Beltway, in the Department of Defense, and you're seeing it as well at CNN, which is actually, I'm sitting here in Atlanta, just a few blocks away from me, believe it or not.
I know you guys have the Google protests and other stuff, so go ahead and take over. I just love being with you guys. Again, Jack Posobiec with us as well. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Facebook. And people say, well, then why are you bashing YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, but staying on it? Paul is his own man. He's decided to leave YouTube. I called him this morning. He said, listen, if they keep censoring my videos, I'm never going back. He goes, I want to cause a debate. We got to start some class action suits. Congress is talking about this being a violation. And I said, okay, I respect that. I guess we'll do new videos. We'll put them on my platform. But then I got to pay for the bandwidth.
Alex, I want to make a point that people need to recognize that YouTube didn't create content. They obtained Paul Joseph Watson's labor under false pretenses, under lying. They said, come to our platform, link to people, bring people to here because we don't have anything but
Paul
you.
Paul had a following. Exactly. We bring them the following.
Exactly. So now YouTube is so big, they go, oh, well, we don't need you. It's kind of like that person that you help out in life and you build up.
They're saying, we don't need you. YouTube says, we don't need you anymore. We're now globalist tube.
Right, but he built them up. Paul Joseph Watson gave them tens of millions of dollars in free advertising, so he needs to just make them kill him, and that is why, Alex, you should do a march on Google in Austin. That's what we're going to talk to Jack about.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, we need a march on Google in Austin. That can be yours. We're doing them nationwide. We need big marches. We need.
I'm going to support. I'm going to cover live. I'm going to send reporters. You just tell us. You're with InfoWars now as a correspondent. We're going to have you as soon as we get it organized because we're just already fighting so hard. It's kind of like one of our future development leaders, Cernovich. I just got to work out the deal to bring Cernovich. Already asked about money though. He just wants to. I mean, I just want to team up with everybody, magnify everyone. That's what we're going to do. We're all going to amplify each other and defeat the enemy.
Right. So let's talk about the march on Google and brainstorm it then. Jack Posobiec is planning it and organizing it. And while you're here, why don't you just add your feedback too? And then we can figure out the way to have the biggest impact meme contest. I'm sponsoring with $10,000 of my journalism fund for meme contests and things like that. Just encourage people to participate in the journalism.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you'll manage the account and the email, Dew has 500 videos now with me trying to go through it. It's on our contest with the music song. We're going to have to put that off a few weeks to even announce the winner. So we just show all the videos and give them the respect they deserve and try to judge them. How about, because I did the CNN thing with $200,000, but then it was so hard for folks to get live on CNN. We only paid out like 70 grand of that. We just paid out 20 on another deal. Jack, how about for InfoWars, if I give you access to email at contest@InfoWars, we create a new one. How about a big prize? Like, how about $50,000? And then you can manage it. You're better at the stuff than I am at actually working 80 hours a day and actually, because I'm just overwhelmed right now. How about $50,000 prize? How about a 2-week limit so it's quick? We're videos that are legal and lawful. Where you expose internet censorship, free for all, as long as you plug InfoWars, as long as you plug, you know, the different activists, as long as you show it, you know, what we're doing and you know, showing that there's a Chinese style net censorship coming and that they've used their public utility trust. contest to now cheat everybody. How about a $50,000 contest? How about you come up with it? You and Posobiec, how about you guys manage it?
Yeah, that's a perfect project for Jack. Yeah, so he's leading the march, and he, you know, that's a great idea, Alex. Absolutely.
How about 50,000 for whoever legally flies helicopters over Google exposing it, or, you know, airdrops of pamphlets, or projecting stuff on their walls, or going to their public events and speaking to them, or, you know, whatever it is to get through. Is
yeah,
it just
Alex,
Google?
They're not even having public events anymore. They were going to have an event yesterday where they were going to discuss what happened to James Damore, this guy who got fired. And so I went to Twitter and I said, hey, and I would say, this was without even the contest. I said, hey, if anybody's reading my Twitter within the sound of my voice and is going to be there, can you get pictures? Can you get audio? Tell us what's going on. At least get us a report of what's going on inside Google behind their closed doors. The minute they did that, they completely shut down the entire event. There was no discussion. There was nobody allowed in or out. And they said because they were worried that people were going to leak it. Well, I'm sorry, Google, you're in our data. You're in our emails. You're reading all of our conversations. But the minute we try to shine a light on what you guys are up to, they immediately shut it down. So I would even add, Alex, the idea that if someone is within Google and is willing to tell us what exactly is going on behind those closed doors.
Well, that's it. They need to start leaking to us because this is a foreign intelligence body bigger than our government, allied with radical Islam, destroying our culture. You know, that's a great point that they've tried to censor over and over again. They've always tried to back off if they're eating around the edges. They're pushing all of them together. All the big platforms together are pushing together right now to normalize this. And if it's successful, how bad will it get, Cernovich? Because, I mean, they're clearly moving right now.
Oh, no, that's the thing is, if they, here's why they want to remove us from social media. Right now, if we were framed for a crime or murdered or they do a hit job, we go on social media and respond. So what they're doing is they want to target us for assassination. And if we're banned from social media and we're killed and the media doesn't cover it, nobody will even know. The people won't even know. And then they'll ban everybody who talks about. So no, this is a setup for targeted assassinations on anybody who is speaking out against the evil that's being done.
And by the way, Mike Cernovich is not being a drama queen here. He is totally on target. The globalist funded the Arab Spring that killed over 1 million innocent people, most of them Christians. The globalists fail states to bring down Africa. The globalists are ruthless and raid pension funds of old people and public utilities and police funds and firefighting funds and old folks' homes. They're totally psychopathic. Soros, one of their top guys, was a Nazi collaborator when he was a teenager. They support China and forced abortions and suicide nets and hell on earth. They support radical Islam. So the only reason they haven't done all this yet is because they couldn't get away with it because American values said no. And they're using leftist garbage now to try to just get this in place long enough to have a purge. Kill Trump and kill us. So make no mistake, what he's saying is true. That's exactly why I asked the question. We've gone to this point. And they're accelerating it all because they're about to make their move. That's why we've got to have maximum effort now on every front to kick their butt. I was really upset on election night, and BuzzFeed got it wrong when they said Jones was upset that Trump got it because he'd make less money or whatever. I was upset because I knew the real war had just started. I was glad Trump got in, but then I realized now they're really going to go crazy. I was upset like somebody getting ready for a death battle. Like, knowing I got to go in the arena now, and the monster coming out of that pit is going to be five times bigger. So I was just basically kissing my kids goodbye. And because I'd already war-gamed it all out, now we'd have this victory, and now America being saved yet again would have made it that much sweeter. And it made me sick to realize that more people would just wake up, we would have to go down this road. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, guys. And I am going to leave now. Go ahead.
Yeah, if Hillary had won, I just would have left the country. I wouldn't, because I would know that it would be over. So in a way, my life would be easier because if Hillary had won, I just would have left the country, moved to Hungary, maybe moved to Buenos Aires. And because I'd realize if I stayed in the country, they would just take me out and then they would leave me alone because I was gone. So Trump winning actually made my life far more dangerous now with H.R. McMaster holding multiple meetings about me, confirmed by three different independent journalists.
That's why I'm certain of it. She's on the swirlness. We're synced, man. I knew, like, oh, my God. We're winning. That's great. But it was the responsibility of knowing that this was total commitment now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things. I could be having, you know, charcuterie and wine in Buenos Aires, you know, if Hillary had won. And now I just deal with people lying about me, smearing me, people who claim to be my friend, stabbing me in my back. My life. life is way more difficult than it would be, because now the war ratcheted up, because now they're flipping people and getting people that you thought were your allies or your friends, they're flipping on you and sabotaging you. So it's dirty. But anyway, that's why the march on Google that Jack is organizing and that we're going to work on to cover is so important. So I would love to hear Jack talk about the march on Google.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So what we already started is we realized that with Google, it's such a large company. It's such a huge, pervasive search engine. It's in so many aspects of our lives that originally we thought we were just going to do something right up in at the Mountain View complex, that Googleplex that everybody knows about. But then as it got expanded, people started realizing that, hey, Jack, you know what? There's Google offices in almost every single large city in the United States. There's even some international. So people are saying,
well, that's what we war game live on air with Mike. I just said, hey, Google's got a big office here, too. They've got them everywhere.
You've got one in Austin, right?
Two. They got the big one downtown and then another one in the Hill Country.
Well, then that's what we have to do. We've got to divide and conquer because, yeah, Google's huge, but what can we do? There are still going to be more of us than they are of them. So yesterday we just announced the first five cities. We're going to be doing Mountain View officially up in the San Francisco area, as well as Austin, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, New York City, Washington, D.C. We've probably got about two more or three more people that have reached out to me with points of contact that say, hey, we've got big groups. We want to get out there. We want our voice heard against these people because it's been too long that Google has been trying
sure,
to...
Sure, nothing against patriots going to bars and having meet and greets. And you know, that's all about having a social culture. Everybody coming together, very diverse crowds, good people, a lot of fun. Going out and marching, and not just going to the Antifa strongholds, but going to Google where they're totally freaked out and just laughing and exposing them and shooting videos that you then put online scares them because they're scared of human. They're scared of human action.
Yeah, they've been triggered, Alex. We saw the article today that came out that somebody was going around in Venice Beach outside the Google offices there putting up signs that say, you know, Apple, think different. Google, not so much. Right up at the bus stations, you know, a little joke, kind of a meme sign, like a prank. And they were losing their minds over this. There were people who were stopping there. They were, had the gulag.
Well, it's funny you say that. Our plan is with a bunch of big outfits that create these big street art stickers you put up legally and lawfully. So it's not spray paint you're peeling off. Is we're going to run a bunch of stuff against right. Google all over town. You know, talking about how they help folks get arrested so they can be, you know, killed in Pakistan and Facebook as well. Why just go after Google, though? Shouldn't we go after Facebook, Twitter, and everybody else? I mean, I get this targeted one's about Google, but I guess later we should also go against everybody else.
Yeah, well,
this isn't
going to
be a one-day campaign, Alex. We're going to start it with Google. I think we should definitely go forward with the other ones in a time-staggered manner. Absolutely.
Yeah, Google's hot because of the James Damore firing, the diversity memo. So as you know, whenever there's a wave, you want to ride that wave rather than create your own wave. You know, as a thinker and as an expert, you want to make waves. But if somebody else has made a wave, which Google
well, exactly.
has
you
done,
make waves and you jump waves.
Exactly. So Google has made two waves. One is YouTube has created what I call the YouTube ghetto. And the YouTube ghetto, just like during World War II, you know, Hitler would put Jews over in ghettos, private areas, put stars on them. The YouTube now, they're saying, well, if you're a dissident thinker, you have to go in this little ghetto and we're going to flag it and we're not going to let people talk. It's very Nazi-like tactics coming from the left because Nazism was a collectivist movement, and what we're seeing now with the social justice...
And it's exactly the same. They go after little accounts first, then the medium, then the big ones, and the big ones are like, they even tell you, one time I had Facebook, like, a major Facebook exec would like to meet with you, stop making waves and we'll promote you. As soon as I didn't cut off our... They were like 30% of our traffic. When they did that, they went to like 10%. So this is how they do it, and they even tell you, come to this party, work with us, and we'll stop doing it. We think it'll be worth, you know, all this money for you, but then once they... get you to go along with shutting everybody else off, then they can get you and there's nobody there to stand up for you.
Exactly right. So that's why the march on Google first. But we need to start going to the executives' homes. It is 100% legal for people to find out where Google executives live and knock on their neighbors' doors and say, hey, why is it that Google promotes pedophilia, but they're banning conservative thinkers? Why do they ban Christians and pro-Christian thinkers, but they allow pedophiles to use their platforms? And here's pedophiles. So they don't even know what is going to be unleashed. This march on Google is like one op, but eventually we're going to start going to their homes.
Sure,
and
it's about the detonator. This is the detonator.
And my sources as well within Google and even in public, I've been talking a little bit more about what Eric Schmidt, Cernovich, I know you know about this, the fact that Eric Schmidt, the original founder, that this is a guy who lives an open marriage with his wife. He's involved with Burning Man. He's involved with all sorts of stuff that's been going on at times in the past. He's been involved with people that were his subordinates at the company. No, not even sure if that's with company policy or the legality of some of this in some cases. But they're out at Burning Man. They're out there. They're doing drugs. This is part of Google culture, and we're going to expose it.
Ooh, that's an idea.
Yeah, what we're going to be doing is, if they really want to ratchet it up, what we're going to do is we're going to go into their personal lives.
Which is what Google does. I mean, we just lost Turnwich's feed. They get in our lives. They have cars going around that are robot, grabbing our data, breaking into our computers. They were allowed to by Obama. And that's where Trump's missed the boat. And Trump's great, but he is 71, and I don't know a lot about computer stuff, but I know about the basics. Google was so scared of him at first, but then because of all these people, you know, hang out from his campaign with him, and Google's kind of patting him on the head, they're trying to get rid of Trump because they know he may wake up any moment. He's got all the power in the world to stop them from what they're doing, but instead they're just there trying to destroy him, and Trump's doing nothing about it.
Yeah, and Alex, one of the dirty little secrets of Google is the Obama administration and Google employees, they were staffers. It was like a revolving door. You were working in the White House, then you were back at Google. You were a lobbyist for Google, and then you were in the White House. So many of the legislation, so much stuff that went through FCC, like net neutrality rules during the Obama administration, they were written directly by Google executives. And we're going to expose this, the way that Google has gotten in bed with our government. And the libertarians, I love libertarians, but they're saying, hey, guys, this is a private company.
No, they work with the government to take everything over and are now shutting down our speech. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you're exactly right, though. It's because this is a different situation. This is not just a private company operating on its own. If it were, then hey, you know what? It's a free country. But they're in bed with our government. They're regulating.
And it's got political groups like the ADL in there as their censorship brain.
Right, so the collusion that's been going on between them, the Democrat Party, the federal government, the FCC, it's all intertwined, and that's what we need to expose. This isn't the 1800s when companies were off doing their own thing anymore. They've all intertwined, and they've learned how to game the system to their favor.
They're beyond a government.
That's what we're marching against.
Even The Guardian says it's an authoritarian takeover. Even real liberals say that. Cernovich?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And there's also the antitrust issues that nobody wants to talk about. Google and YouTube are now monopolies. They don't have, so we have to talk about antitrust regulation against Google. There's a lot of, here's the big problem they made, Alex, strategically, okay? Tech is one of the few industries in America that engages in shady practices, but Americans love tech. They've now waged war against half of the country. They have no idea the implications on that. They're no longer seen as the white knights or the white hat people. They're now being seen as people who are fully entering the culture war.
That's right. You're not in the white knight Buck Rogers saying, we love you, we're going to leave you alone because you're Americana and our best thing's tech. We know you're allied with radical Islam. We know you're in bed with China with suicide nets at your factories. We know you're jerks that have gotten all the wealth of America and now want to piss in our faces, and it's not going to happen. You're going to get leaked on, just like when they're trying to shut me down. You got the documents. They admitted they were real backed off real quick. And we just want them to get out of the way. Have your trillions. Have all your women. Have your helicopters and jets. Just stop trying to screw us over.
Yeah, go be degenerate. Have your drugs. Yeah.
Sorry, let's go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead, Jack.
Saying, what's the message with these marches? What's our final message? Our message is, let us live our lives. We're not going to shut you down. We don't want you to shut us down, period.
Yeah, they're the ones coming after us. You know, there is a danger, though, just like MySpace and stuff. Won't they extinct themselves and force the real organic web that's bigger away from them?
Yeah, it's like I said, they didn't think this through. They haven't wargamed it outright. All they're doing now is inviting, for example, there's something called the double Irish. It's a major tax dodge that Facebook and these tech companies do where they claim that their revenue was in Ireland and they got fined $10 billion by the EU.
It's offshoring tax avoidance.
Yeah, so I've been ranting about this for 5 years. Like, why is this allowed? Nobody cared because, if you're conservative, you should care about these multi-trillion dollar tech companies. Well, now we're going to try to close these tax loopholes. We're going to go after them, antitrust, FCC, taxes. It's going to be a full frontal attack on it, and that's what they've welcomed. And people like me have been waiting to get
Let's be clear. Google's got something like $300 billion offshore, we know of. Apple, even more. Bezos. And then they're like, telling middle-class people our taxes should be higher. They're just horrible. They run the worst death factories in China. They're not even liberals. They are horrible fascist scum who think they're going to destroy America, and it's not going to happen. Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, you guys are amazing. Everybody should go to your website, support what we're doing, and be part of this big Google March. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Tweet everything we're doing. It's an emergency. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first